Welcome to More Than Music. My name is Brian. I'm the worship leader over at Waleska First Baptist Church, here connecting songs with scripture and lyrics to your life. Today we're examining the song Christ Our Hope in Life and Death, written by Keith and Kristen Getty and Matt Papa. Now, I've also seen a couple of other names on this song, Matt Merker, Matt Boswell, and even Jordan Coughlin, all coming in as artists for this song. I've picked Matt Papa and Keith and Kristen Getty because those are the ones that pop up on Google. So they are the ones that count because the all-knowing G machine has told me so. So this song was written in 2020. If you haven't figured it out already, this is a hymn. And I want to refresh you on the three definitions for hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs. We know Colossians 3:16 is the music ministry verse for this church. Those psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are all three different types of music that are important for churches to celebrate with. Spiritual songs are testimonies set to music, meaning they're talking about what God has done and what he has done for you, what he has done in the Bible. We have psalms, which are scripture set to music, which means somebody actually took a verse out of the Bible and said, hey, let's make this rhyme, and then we'll put another verse in there and make it rhyme too. And so you have a psalm. And this would be a hymn, which is theology set to music. And I think of a hymn as if you would take a whole bunch of scripture and compile that and intellectualize that and chew it up and spit it back out in a way that people understand, you get a hymn. It's like the condensed version. It's the intellectual version. This is definitely a hymn because there is like no scripture in this. That's weird to say. That's weird to say because this is an awesome hymn and it's full of truth, but there's no scripture in this. That's very weird for me to say. And that's not a problem either. Somebody who knows their Bible has written these thoughtful, intellectual statements that summarize our Christian faith. This is like a confession or a creed or something of that nature. That's kind of what these hymns do. And Christ Our Hope in Life and Death is a prime example. Notice in this song that it asks questions and then answers them. A lot of times that takes more than just a scripture to answer the question. It takes an understanding of the Bible to answer these questions. What is our hope in life and death? What is our only confidence? Who holds our days within his hand? What will keep us to the end? What truth can calm the troubled soul? Where is his grace and goodness known? Who holds our faith when fears arise? Who stands above the stormy trial? Who sends the waves that bring us nigh? These are all, and those are just the first two verses. We got another verse, but I'm not going to say all the lyrics to the song. I think that would be kind of, I don't know. Will I run into a copyright issue? I'm scarcely holding back from singing this whole song for y'all right here on the air. I love this song. So anyway, back to the point. This thing is loaded with truth. We should not assign less value to it because there is no direct scripture in it. This is somebody who has studied the Bible and then written something beautiful that brings this truth to bear on us. So, without further ado, let's connect song to scripture. Again, because this one is so heavily packed with truth, it was actually very difficult for me to find scriptures to start digging. Each of these statements holds so much thought in it. So let's just take a look at this one line here. What is our only confidence that our souls to him belong? That's verse 1. What is our only confidence that our souls to him belong? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6 say, such is the confidence we have toward God through Christ, not that we are adequate in ourselves so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants for a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Our confidence, our adequacy comes from God. What is our only confidence that our souls to him belong? That confidence comes from God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. And yes, I'm reading out of the NASB 20. Who holds our days within his hand? What comes apart from his command? What comes apart from his command? That's a line that caught my attention. When I was going through the song, I wasn't looking for scripture because I knew it was going to be really hard to find, but I was looking for theological statements that piqued my interest. And what comes apart from God's command? Ephesians 1:11 says this, "In him we also have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things in accordance with the plan of his will." So yeah, we do live with this God that commands everything. What comes apart from his command? Nothing. That's the God we serve. And what will keep us to the end? The love of Christ in which we stand. Awesome verse. Verse 2, what truth can calm the troubled soul? God is good, God is good. Where is his grace and goodness known? In our great Redeemer's blood. Where is God's grace and goodness known? It is in the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, looks like I'm camping out in Ephesians today. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings according to the riches of his grace. Where is God's grace and goodness known? In our great Redeemer's blood. Great statement. And there's the Bible, which is even better to back it up. So in verse 3, we have, "Then we will rise to meet the Lord, then sin and death will be destroyed." And I want to camp out on this for just a minute here. Sin and death will be destroyed. That just caught my attention. That seemed really deep, but also something that I felt like I could follow. Take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is Paul speaking about the resurrection. And I'm going to read this out to you. Chapter 15, verses 20 through 28. I'm quoting from the NASB 20, and it reads as follows. "But the fact is, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man death came, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ in his coming. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to our God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death, for he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is clear that this excludes the Father, who put all things in subjection to him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all." So that gets a little confusing, I'll admit. That is like, I almost feel like Paul is playing a bit of a word game here. It almost feels like semantics. Now, I know that the Bible is never semantics, but it feels a little bit like that because he's playing with the subjection bit here. But we could see in verse 26 that enemy, the last enemy to be abolished is death. Sin and death will be destroyed. Hallelujah. So I'm saving the chorus for last because it's great. And of course, all the verses are great too, but I wanted to finish up with the chorus here. Oh, sing hallelujah. Our hope springs eternal. Oh, sing hallelujah. Now and ever we confess Christ, our hope in life and death. I could chant that all day long. Gosh, that is good. Now and ever we confess. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let's hold firmly to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Now and ever we confess Christ, our hope in life and death. And I cannot help but clench my hand in a fist when I say that. This song makes me picture myself as a crazed football fan in a stadium with their face painted, swinging their arms and screaming at the top of their lungs. That's what I picture myself as when I'm singing this. Now and ever we confess, Christ, our hope in life and death. How do people get so excited over football, but they don't get excited over this? Come on. Celebrate the Lord today. Celebrate him like he's your favorite team. You're on his team if you're saved. You actually get to play on the field. I'm getting too far into the football thing. But anyway, yes. So guys, I hope this fleshes out this song for you today a little bit. The fact that there are so many questions in this song, it really makes it an interesting song to listen to because you're waiting for the answer. And this thing is packed full. My suggestion is to read your Bible. And then this song might make more sense. I've broken a few scriptures out for us to chew on with this. But really, you're just going to have to go learn about who God is. And the more you know God, the more these lyrics are going to mean to you. I hope that encourages you today. Christ is our hope in life and death, folks. Don't ever forget it.